Hello, 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 and welcome to the Wild, Sexy, Abundant podcast. So excited that you're here, so excited that you're back, and you are in for a treat because today we're going to be talking content, how to make content that reaches your soulmate clients and that grows your community and that gets you all the sales. So if this is something that you're interested in, make sure to listen to the episode, and I'm wishing you the best time.
Orgasmic quickies. Let's talk about dot dot dot, baby. High quality life and business mentoring for the high quality woman.
Okay, loves, let's talk about allowing ourselves to be seen by loads of people, to be seen by all the right people. And let's talk about a very simple yet fucking potent approach to making that happen. And I want to give you this example that I absolutely love when it comes to making content. So you basically have to see yourself as the star before you are the star. What I mean by that, imagine it is you and you are a singer and you're in your hometown. Maybe you're like 18 years old or whatever. It doesn't really matter the age, but let's say you're 18 years old. You're a singer and you're putting yourself out there on the stage at your local town and you're doing your performance. Now, I dare to say, if you want to be discovered as a singer, get a record deal, you should already be putting on the type of performance, the kind of performance that you envision putting on the day you're playing at the Super Bowl. Right? Because it's like, think about it. You can stand on that stage and sing and have a nice voice, do it really well, but you can just, well, you can be only the good voice, right? Or you acknowledge that you're not just a singer, you're actually an artist and you have all these visions for shows that you want to put on one day. And so to get there faster, you're already going to be putting on that same show in your little town. Because guess what? There might be some person there that actually works at a record label, or there might be somebody there that knows somebody that works at a record label. And that person may, you know, take a little video of you because they're like, oh my God, who is she? Who's this woman being on this fucking stage in my little town over here, putting on that kind of show? I need to tell people about her. This is wow. Oh my God, you know? But if you're just standing there and you're singing and you have a nice voice, that's all they're gonna see. Even though in you, inside of you, there's so much more and you have these big visions of becoming a star, of becoming a singer, right? And it's like, I always have to think of Lady Gaga here because it's like Lady Gaga was Lady Gaga a long time ago before she was Lady Gaga. You know what I mean? A lot of artists were already putting themselves out there as the artists that we know today before we all knew them. Shakira, one of my favorite artists of all time. If you look back at like very fucking old videos of her, she was already belly dancing barefoot. Or I'm not sure about barefoot, but she was already belly dancing and doing like her unique art and show and music before she was super big. And that's how she got super big. And so when we apply this to content, it's like you cannot wait to have this really big community to then make the kind of content and speak to your people in the ways that you desire to. Your people will come, your people will know that you exist because you're already showing up as that person, right? And it's like, to break it down even further for you, it's like, think somebody lands on your account today. Your absolute dream client, you know, the person from the record label is watching and they see your profile, they see your social media and they're just like, huh? And then they click that little X in the corner and they're gone. Because even though you're dreaming of this person to see you, you're dreaming of this future, when they come see you, they don't see that you are for them because you're not fully showing yourself. You're not putting all of this that is so interesting and beautiful about you, you're not putting it out there. You're hiding it because you're like, oh, I can only like do that type of content when I have like 10K followers, 20K followers, whatever, right? But you can do it now. And in fact, you'll get to the 10, 20, whatever K followers by already showing up as this has already happened, right? It's the acting as if that we hear in manifestation like all the fucking time. You got to act as if there is already all these people. But what the majority why can I not speak? What the majority of us does is that we'll wait. We'll wait for, we don't even fucking know what, but yeah, technically we are waiting to be at the place so that we can then do what we want to do. But it's like if we think about, again, that example that I gave you of that putting on that show that you desire to do at the Super Bowl at some point. Okay, yes, you might not have the same financial funds, you know, in the early days to put on that same big show. You might not have 20 background dancers, that's what you desire. You might not have the funds to create this super crazy, wild, jungly, you know, stage theme, whatever. But what can you extract from it into the now? What's the thing that you feel like you can only do once you have 10K followers, 20K followers, whatever? Or how do you see yourself speaking once you're there? Well, speak like that right now. Extract it into the now. And that's how you'll actually build that bigger community. And even more so, because you know I'm all about like not making ourselves dependent on a big community, because I've met multiple six figures with a very fucking small community. It's not needed to have a bigger community. But even more so, what this also does is putting you out there so much that the people, your ideal clients, will see you and know instantly, oh my God, where has she been all my life? I need to work with her. I want to work with her. Whereas if it's just little you, like, hello, this is me on my Instagram. I'm selling this thing. Please hang around. Yes, thank you. That's not the energy that's going to make them go like, oh my God, I need to message her now. At best, it will get her to hang around, maybe being somewhat of an active follower or just a silent follower. And that's it, right? And that's what we all don't really love. We want people to be either super engaged or to just pop into our DMs and be like, how can I work with you? Or just clicking that damn link, hiring you, booking you, whatever you're selling, right? So, yeah, I feel like I've said everything. I'm just going to be repeating myself now. Be the star now, act as the star now. That's how you'll attract your people, and that's how you'll grow your community.